step up and play. Each machine seemed to say, as I walked round and round the penny arcade.
Welcome to Balls and Buzzers Penny Arcade.
The show where, if you dream it, it can happen. Or it won't happen, but it could happen. But it probably won't happen.
Definitely not. This week on the pod, we're talking Rockstar 5-a-side teams. We are covering, well, I suppose we're going over world domination. We're looking at some, you know, really interesting facts, some real big time facts on the show this week. Something to tell your history teachers and the like, just to find out if they're true, because we certainly ain't sure. And yeah, I think that's about what we've done.
Spoilers, I didn't die at the gym.
You didn't do anything at the gym.
We'll come to that in a little bit.
Enjoy.
Are you excited for your party?
Not one bit.
Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Buzz.
Wait.
I'm awake.
It's a late start for the record.
It's a late start.
10 o'clock. 10:03.
I need a full stomach.
Although I don't think we started till late on the last one either, did we?
No. I think everyone would agree. It's a high quality pod.
Yes, some of them would. Those ones that
shout out to the American listeners in all 7 states.
Oh, that is.
Warms the cockles of my heart.
It does. Makes me feel like we've got reach. Because we've had one Canadian listener, one Australian listener, one Romanian listener.
Yeah.
But we've had a handful of American listeners.
Yeah.
That makes me feel like there's some...
Truly is the land of opportunity.
Some breadth to this.
Truly is the land of opportunity.
If only we had... an American mobile number we could use. Because we'd love to put an ad in here, the anchor one, that they're thrusting in our faces.
Yeah, we want our $15.
Well, actually, no. At the moment, we'd have, like, $1.30.
that $15 is rightfully mine, and I want it.
Oh, we still remain unofficially sponsored.
By Anchor. The butter.
Yeah, Anchor. Till you sort this out, we were only going to promote Anchor butter.
Yeah, which is delicious.
Yeah, and their spreads and other products, like...
I'm sure it doesn't give you cholesterol.
If it does, some people like that.
Yeah.
Anchor butter. Spoz. We did it. We went to the gym today. You've been on at me for a little while about going. Did it?
Yeah. I
it wasn't as bad as I thought it was going to be, if I'm perfectly honest, mate.
It was as bad as I thought it would be.
Why is that?
Because...
It was a good sesh.
Yeah, well, you know, I suppose watching people work out.
I did a little bit.
You did... In fairness, you did do 12 minutes on the cross trainer, which...
I did.
You know... I mean, burnt off, I would say, at least 50 calories. So I think it's reasonable.
It is.
Until you factor in the massive meal.
And then, yeah, then we went for dinner afterwards, which completely undid all that work, but...
I mean, I did see some, nice. I did see some massive gains from you.
Yeah.
Ramsay was whooping when you were lifting. It was good.
So I was worried about going. I thought it was going to be horrendous. But it was fine because you didn't make me do anything.
No.
So that was nice. And then did a little bit. So people won't know, but I've recently had some reconstructive surgery on my knee. So I did a few little bits on that, which was good.
Yeah.
Which is good. It was weird because it was shaking loads.
Yeah.
So I felt like it would just go at any moment.
No, but it was, you know.
It was fine. No, it was all right.
You were strong. You pulled through.
Yeah, it was good. And then we went went to the steam room.
Yeah, which wasn't very steamy.
There were points
that sounds wrong.
Yeah. It was a completely platonic steam room.
Yeah.
This was something we didn't talk about then or at dinner, but you're in the steam room with a friend or a couple of friends, as we were, there's three of us, having a nice little chat. Then a loner comes in.
It's awkward.
Yeah. Because they don't want to listen to what you're saying. You don't really want to talk in front of them, but also you don't then want to stop.
Yeah, but I would rather be in the company of friends in that scenario, because the worst case scenario is when you're in a steam room on your own and someone comes in and the converse, they start to talk to you.
Oh.
Terrifying. But I think the biggest no-no in sauna and steam room etiquette, and people do this, and it's very irritating. You'll be in the steam room or the sauna, particularly the steam room, filled up beautifully with steam. It's lovely, you know, your pores are opening, you know, the steam is like a blanket, it's covering you. It's
you're
nice.
Feeling like a new man.
Yeah, feeling
it's
new man.
It's regenerating you after a hard work.
And then some bozo will come out of the swimming pool, open the door, look in, and then just walk away. Let all the steam out.
That's not good.
It happens.
But what? And what do you shout at them? Do you?
Aromatize in disgust.
you're telling me.
I aromatize in disgust. Yeah, I'm not a confrontational man.
That'll learn them.
But I like to think they know what they did.
They've walked away and gone, let all the steam out there.
Yeah, maybe they enjoy it.
What are they looking for?
That's a.
If you're trying to decide whether you're going to go in or not, just stand outside and have a
think. If I was being really cynical, probably...
Looking for sexy ladies.
Yeah, a pretty blonde, which I can attest.
Or brunette.
Yeah.
Or redhead. Yeah. Or bald lady.
Oh, I'm really happy that I said blonde first. but if I was being cynical, I'd say that's what it is. And then they see me and I am... Nor a lady, not blonde, not pretty. So don't kind of tick any of the boxes.
Don't do yourself down. You're a very pretty man.
They should do some kind of random trial on that. The amount of people are actually come into a sauna when it's a pretty... So they should do sauna A and sauna B. I'll be in sauna A. We'll pay a model to be in sauna B.
I'll be in sauna B. No, we'll pay. Wig on. And blokes will come in and they'll be like, "Whoa." And it'll be like that episode, well, you won't, this won't be a reference that you'll get, but the episode of Friends with the Denise Richards is in.
No.
And it all goes slow-mo when she's tossing her hair. And I'll be in there, and all they'll hear is... And I'll go, "All right, mate." And then they'll turn around and leave.
Yeah. They should do a random control test. Two steam rooms, sauna A with me and sauna B with beautiful buxom Baz in.
Would there be somebody outside just going, "There's a sexy lady in that one"?
No.
And then just see if that...
Because what we're trying to filter out are these checkers. These open the door, quick browse, and think. Because I'm telling you, they open the door, quick browse, and...
That's it. Yeah. Would you expect the gym to then deny sauna privileges?
Absolutely. I think we need to be, you know... This day and age.
Yeah.
This day and age. You know, we're all equal.
Yeah.
These chauvinistic pigs.
You've got every right to be ogled as much as she does.
Exactly.
And if anything, sometimes more so. I mean, you've been up there working hard. Those arms you're working so hard.
I'd throw a spanner in the works as well. I'd even go as far as to wear some Speedos. Just to really even it up.
Wow. You're going real sexy.
Whole hog.
You are bringing out the big guns.
And I'll shave my entire body. I'll be smooth and sleek. Slender in my Speedos.
Yeah, but if you've just been in the gym and you're all veiny, aren't you just going to look like a 6-foot penis?
Pretty much. if you draw a line down the centre of my head, that's pretty much what I look like anyway.
I remember... My cousin started going out with a bald guy.
Oh, yeah.
And
with Vera?
But my my parents went to like one of it. It was like a 21st party or birthday party.
Yeah.
I didn't go because I was living my life. And they introduced my dad to her boyfriend who was bald, and my dad just went, "You look like a dick with ears."
How do you take that?
I don't think he knew what to say, to be honest. My dad's got form for that. So,
I mean, he's not wrong.
But my sister's her first like, proper boyfriend.
Yeah.
So she's about sort of, I think she was 16 and he was 18. And he'd come round on a Sunday for dinner and everything. And my dad could do a nice bit. We were all sat around talking and stuff. And it got quite deep.
Why?
One Sunday, and they're talking about souls.
Oh God!
So my dad's going, yeah, no, I think I'm an old soul. He said, your mum, she's a new soul, and he said to my sister, he said, you're a new soul as well. Liam, I think he's an old soul. And then my sister's gone, what about Lee, her boyfriend? What kind of soul is he? My dad went, he's an arsehole.
That's super. That is.
You just teed it up so well.
He must have taken that well. That's hilarious.
He was quite shy. He just went bright red. Didn't know what to do.
I would have burst out laughing.
The rest of us were dying. They think like the whole family is there just laughing at him. And he's just like, oh. Okay.
That's brilliant.
Doesn't know what to do.
Is that an old joke? It's gotta be.
Oh, it's gotta be. It's gotta be. It was so good.
Didn't even see it coming.
And this is probably, I'd say, the most recent one. This was a while ago. But this is my sister's ex-husband. First time he came round to meet the family.
I didn't know your sister had an ex-husband.
Yeah. Yeah. So he comes in. My dad's cooking in the kitchen. He comes in through the back door. And he's got this big bunch of flowers for my mum. It's the first time he's meeting her, so he's trying to make a good impression.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So, comes with these flowers, hands them to my mum. My dad just goes, ah, trying to shag my wife as well, are you? This is like, Dad! And then he's gone, oh, nice to meet you. And he went, how do you know? Such a bastard when it comes to stuff like that.
I'd like to be that. I think I'd like to be that kind of father, though.
Yeah, I always think that...
It's good to embarrass kids, surely.
Yeah, yeah. I always say, like, when Phoebe brings a boyfriend home, I'll be, like, Will Smith and Martin Lawrence in Bad Boys 2.
Yeah.
I always feel like I would be like that.
Yeah.
But I think the reality is, if I met him and I kind of liked him, I'd be like, yeah, come on in. I'd be like real friendly with him and that. But
yeah,
really, but I just want to give him shit.
It's going
to
be...
I don't think I'm intimidating enough to be able to pull that off, though. That's the thing.
Yeah, but you've got friends.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Can I ask you, if you want all the money, what would you do with it?
Bunch of hookers and cocaine.
Go on. Hit me with it.
Buzz. I was thinking about a new thing, new feature.
Yeah, go on.
But trying to be honest with you, I stole.
All right.
I stole from another podcast.
Authenticity.
And then adapted it to our own means.
Authenticity is key on the pod.
Yeah, you know, I heard it and I thought, that's a good idea, but let's tweak it.
Go on.
So it's not the same. Now is a completely original idea for us. So, Boz, I set you some homework.
Yeah.
And that was to come up with... So you're the manager for this. Your five-a-side football team.
Yeah.
That is made entirely of rock legends, rock stars, your favourite
pop rockers. Stars, rock stars.
Just rock stars is what I want. And why?
That's difficult now. That's difficult. All right, yeah, go on then. All right, I can work with that.
So, Let's start in goal. Who would you go for as your goalkeeper? It's five a side. They're small goals. They're not high, so they're probably like what?
See, like,
probably waist height for most people. I mean, shoulder height for me.
I was going to play him further forward, but now I think about it, there's only one choice really.
Yeah.
It's got to be Elvis.
Elvis Presley.
In sticks, yeah.
In goal. Interesting. So, why? What's the reason for Elvis in goal?
I mean, early Elvis, I suppose you could argue that he could be played further forward, but, you know, towards the end.
towards the end of his career.
Towards the end of his life. He became a slightly portly gentleman.
Yeah.
You know, he died on a toilet, by all accounts. Whether he was eating a sandwich at the time is debatable. But someone who eats fool's gold sandwiches three at a time. Have you ever heard the story of that?
Of the sandwich or of how he
died? Yeah, no, so the sandwich is basically bread, isn't it? Bread,
jar, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a loaf of bread, jar of jam, jar of peanut butter, and tons of bacon. And the bread is fried.
Jelly.
Jelly for Americans. Apologies. Jelly.
He's yours, not ours. We'll say jelly.
Jam, marmalade for the Spanish listeners.
Is that not marmalade?
No, marmalade's jam in Spanish.
Oh, that's confusing.
No.
Because I'm already thinking marmalade when I hear that.
Yeah, well, it was confusing to the Spanish guy that I asked on holidays for marmalade. He could not understand that marmalade was marmalade or jam. So, it was confusing. But the story is that Elvis bought three of these sandwiches. He was on a plane with his minders and whatever. He used to fly out the state to go and get these sandwiches from his favourite place. That's a mental.
Mental.
He used to fly.
Isn't it Denver that they're... They originate from.
But he used to get on a plane and fly to get a sandwich, basically. And
imagine having that kind of wealth.
The story I read or heard somewhere was that he'd ate two of them.
Yeah.
Obviously, the amount of sugar, calories and all that was playing out with his body. And his body was going... He was shaking. He was going in some kind of fit. And he wanted the third sandwich, but the guys wouldn't give it to him. So he pulled a Ken on.
And to be fair, so you've gone for girth with Elvis, like old Elvis, yeah. Girth in goal, but also, what a defence.
Yeah, he's not, I mean...
Oh, you're going to shoot, are you? Yeah. You're going to shoot, I'm going to shoot.
Exactly. you give me the sandwich.
Yeah.
I'll blow your brains out.
Brilliant.
That's leadership as well. I think that's someone who knows it. I'm considering it for captain as well. I haven't decided, yeah.
Okay, we'll hand out the armband.
And he'd definitely wear an all-in-one. Yeah. He'd definitely wear, you know, all-in-one white suit and goals.
Shades?
I think he'd have to.
I would imagine that his goalie gloves would have, like, rhinestones on them.
Yeah, of course they would. Yeah, they'd have rhinestones. They'd be made of leather.
Yeah.
The
king on each arm.
He is the king. But... yeah, I think we go for end of career, end of life Elvis. I'm not sure what he weighed. I wonder what he weighed.
I don't know, but I'm thinking this is... You've gone down... Instead of going for like the...
Sprightly.
Yeah, you're not going for like a live kind of David De Gea, Thibaut Courtois kind of keeper. You've gone for a Neville Southall.
One of the greatest goalkeepers of all time.
But he was not a slim man.
Yeah, but...
That's the point. That's what I'm saying. You've gone for Gurr.
He's a Welshman, so we're going to let him off.
You're going to defend him.
Elvis is not a Welshman. Neville Southall is a Welshman, just to...
He got Wales once, didn't he?
Oh, interesting fact. Interesting fact. Like
Tom Jones?
No, interesting fact. So, the biggest Elvis festival in the world is at Graceland.
Yeah.
Yeah. The second biggest Elvis festival in the world, I believe, is in Japan. I could be wrong on that. The third biggest Elvis festival in the world is in Porthcawl, in Bridgend, South Wales.
I feel like that's a big drop off.
Yeah, my mother goes every year.
Is this shit?
Yeah, it's the third biggest Elvis. It's mental. Ramsey would love this. I need to mention this to him. He should know it. Yeah, so it's called Elvis Weekend. It's every year in Porthcawl. And basically, they have all Elvis impersonators in the different pubs and all that and clubs and... People go and watch them. There's loads of people
going dressed up as Elvis. Do they sell like smaller versions of the full gold sandwich?
Yes, they should.
That could be a food truck thing for us to do.
But yeah,
once a year, rock up with a food truck, just banging out Fool's Gold sandwich, and you can get them in normal size or Elvis.
But I'm you've got to respect this. The third biggest Elvis festival in the world.
How has it been going on for?
I'd have to check on that. Apparently, just quickly. According to this, he was 42 and he died at a weight of 159 kilograms. So, the basic element of Elvis's daily food intake was a 30 centimeter long bread roll stuffed with bacon, peanut butter and strawberry jam. Each one had 42,000 calories. And in his final days, he had two of them per day.
And the recommended calories for an adult male...
2,500
calories.
He was eating two of them a day, so he was eating 80,000 calories a day.
That's insane.
That is absolutely insane.
See, isn't it like a pound of bacon in there?
Yeah.
It's something like that, isn't it? Now,
42,000 calories. That is insane.
I love me a bit of bacon, but I think even with bacon, there comes a point where I'm like, nah.
So just to put that in perspective, when Mike Stroud and Ralph Fiennes crossed Antarctica on foot in 1992, they could only eat 5,500 calories each day. And they wanted to eat as much as they could. That's how much they could only get. That's all they could get through.
That's mad.
But even so, they each lost about 23 kilos in weight. So it shows you how much. That's insane.
That is crazy.
42,000.
Okay.
So just one last thing, because this is quite a good fact. Before he died, Elvis was eating about 100,000 calories per day. That's more than enough to keep your average multi-ton Asian elephant alive, or enough to keep you or me alive for nearly 60 days. What a savage. Elvis is such a savage.
That seems like I would consider us to be fairly large eaters. I'd probably say you're a bigger eater than I am, I reckon.
Yeah.
Based on...
No, I would agree with that. I think I'm slightly healthier eater than you.
Yeah.
I eat probably more, but I probably eat better, if that's the best way of putting it.
Right, okay then. So, that's insane. Now, so we've got your goalie sorted.
Defence is tough. I need to think about defence.
Are you going to play, so it's five aside, so you're going to play two at the back or one?
I think I'm going to go for one at the back, two in the middle, one up top. I think that's the way it's got to be.
Okay, so who's going to be your defender? What rock legend?
I suppose...
Reaching into the pantheons of rock gods.
I could say Elton John, for obvious reasons.
I don't know what those obvious reasons are, no,
he's good at the back, isn't he?
Oh, no. No.
No, we can't go with that.
No.
I know it's sleaze, but...
Is he rock?
Elton John.
Remembers when rock was young.
So. Elton John's rock and roll.
Okay. What about someone... Ozzy Osbourne?
But why? You've got to have good reasons for this.
Oh, mate. You're getting your strikers bearing down on your defence. Ozzy comes out, bites his head off.
Ah, oh, nice, because he bit Bart's head off.
That's a hell of a defence, that.
Yeah, that is true.
Granted, he's going to give away a free kick for that.
He's
a liability, but that's a strong defence. If he's willing to bite the head off of a bat just for shits and giggles, what is he going to do when defending your goal?
Vince Neil.
But depends which Aussie we're talking about. Is it young Aussie or is it Aussie now?
Yeah. Vince Neil, Motley Crue. Killed someone, drink driving. They were a passenger.
I think.
And got off with it completely, more or less. I think he served weeks.
So you're saying that he's like the Sergio Ramos kind of like...
Get through, definitely.
Yeah.
Got an incredible defence, clearly.
Shithousery.
Yeah.
The king of shithousery.
Yeah.
And that's arguably the biggest shithousery ever.
Yeah. Killing someone and getting away with it. But the defence is tough.
Well, let's move on to midfield then. Let's do the midfield then. Who's going to be... Because I think, do you want in the middle, do you want a bit of a workhorse who can get up and back, and then someone who's going to create something?
Nah, it's Bowie in midfield.
Dave Bowie? Yeah, he's creative. Well,
creative.
Who's more creative?
No one. He's the most creative ever. Bannon. I just...
Which Bowie are we talking about here? Are we talking about Ziggy Stardust? Are we talking about Labyrinth Bowie?
Labyrinth Bowie.
With that cod piece.
Are we going Ziggy Stardust? I don't know. Yeah. Tesla Bowie and what film is he Tesla in? Prestige, isn't it?
Oh, do you know what? I know he's in it, but I've
don't
not
tell
watched
him
it.
There,
I've never seen it.
You're a disgrace.
I should have
You've
seen it. I know it's supposed
down.
To be a really good film.
You've gone way down in my estimation. You need to watch that. That's brilliant.
I should watch
right,
it.
Right, homework. Next pod, reviewing The Prestige, which is a brilliant film.
Keeping up to date with all of everything Hollywood has to offer.
I want a Tesla Bowie, but I can't now.
Of course you can.
Nah.
Whatever you want.
I don't want Tesla.
So are you having Elton as defence then? If that's the question.
No, I'm undecided yet.
Okay.
So yeah, but Bowie's got to be in midfield. He's just got to be, you know. Yeah, he's just creative, isn't he?
He is.
Yeah. And yeah, I'm happy with that. I'm happy with Bowie in midfield. I just think creative genius.
Okay. Yeah. So playing alongside Bowie then, do you want...
I want Jagger. Because I like to think, Tommy struts around and points and does all that. I just think he's orchestrating the team. That's what I like to think of it.
Don't you want him as assistant manager then?
No, he's directing play. He's showing, you know, he's saying pass of year. He's lining.
Oh, he's your general on the pitch.
Yeah, he's my midfield general.
Right, okay. Okay, I'll get Jagger in there.
He's got his lips out and he's just pointing and he's strutting. And that's what he's doing.
But so, with that strut, is there a day where he's puffing his chest out that, you know, that the opposition could get the wrong end of the stick and think he's starting on it.
Nah, yeah, I don't care. He can deal with it.
And it's all kicking off. But
his chest's out, his lips are out, and he's just pointing, directing play.
What I would say there is you've got a very skinny midfield. It's not...
Yeah, but Elvis makes up for that.
Mind you, we are talking about a rock god five the side.
Yeah.
Where...
Let's
be honest, there are so many drugs... There's no way, unless they're eating.
How many fat?
Unless they're eating 42,000 calories a day.
Yeah, exactly. Elvis is the only fat rock god, you know.
Because he's gone, I'm taking all the drugs, and that's gonna make me lose weight. So what can I do to really up the ante here?
Yeah, you can't have fat rock gods. It just wouldn't make sense.
You say that, but I will do a rebuttal with my team that you will play against.
What? I want to know, what fat rockers do you know about?
We'll get there!
I'm not happy with fat rockers. Up front is tough as well. So...
Well, okay. I think you know, you did mention somebody before who you said, you know, he is a front man.
What did I say?
Arguably the front man.
What did I say that?
From one of the biggest... rock bands this country's ever produced. They recently had a film out.
Did they?
Bohemian Rhapsody.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he's the ultimate showman, isn't he?
He is. He is.
Or Freddie Mercury.
He is. You could... It's...
He's a great front man.
Yeah. And he's strong as well. Those guns.
Is he the greatest front man? Or... That's tough. That's tough. He is the ultimate showman, eh? I think he could be. Could be up there as probably the greatest frontman. You know, plenty of hits. Gotta have a good hit.
Yeah. So you're going Freddie up front?
I think I will go Freddie up front.
Get him on there then.
Because those teeth. You know. Those
blinding. Just.
That's what they used to think of Suarez, one of the Cardiff fans. His teeth were offside. His teeth were offside. Yeah, I'm happy with that Freddie Mercury up front.
So you've got Elvis in goal.
Yeah.
David Bowie and Mick Jagger in the midfield.
Jack. You've
got Freddie Mercury up top. But what you're missing now is your fifth. This is the key now.
This is key to the team, isn't it?
Yeah.
I do like the idea of, Jagger just... like my midfield general, I'm really happy with that.
Yeah.
I'm happy with Bowie, his creativity. I'm happy with Elvis due to just sheer size. I suppose we said, I don't think Elton's got enough. I don't think he's hard enough to be.
You want something a bit more bite?
Yeah, a bit more bite. Bit more, yeah. Lemmy from Motörhead would be cool, just because he's cool. Plays bass. He's massive. But that's a tough one. And arguably, his more could be like an extra player, or is not whatever it is bought.
What about anyone from kind of more recent years?
I don't know, rock, people ain't as rock and roll as they were back then, or were they?
No, but it's still a genre, isn't it? I mean,
who's as rock and roll now? You know, you got people like Keith Moon and all that. No one's
there. He's a liability.
He's a liability.
He'd never turn up to training.
He'd never turn up to anything. He's a complete liability.
Pete, we're kicking off 7 o'clock at the Astro. Yeah, boss, yeah. I'll definitely be there, boss. Yeah. 7:05 rolls round. Anyone heard from Pete ringing in?
Actually, I know who I'm going with. I'm going with Ringo Starr.
Ringo Starr?
And the reason being is because he's always in the background. He's always at the back. Normally, George Harrison, John Lennon.
Is he your Gary Neville kind of steady
hero.
7 out of 10?
Yeah, he's solid. Not the greatest drummer in the world.
You know what you're getting from him.
But he narrated Thomas Attack, and I think he deserves praise for that.
I think that's fair.
I go Ringo Starr. He's always at the back. He's always, out of the way. But he's solid. He's part of a bigger machine.
Okay.
He does it well. He complements the team.
Cool.
So we're going Elvis, Ringo, Bowie, Jagger, Mercury. That's a decent five-side team. I'm sure none of them can play football. Oh, Jagger must be able to play football. You can't strut like that and not be able to.
Oh, that you saying that in itself has made me decide who I'm picking for one of mine now.
I mean, Elvis.
Okay.
Presumably Elvis calls it soccer.
I don't think he ever caught anything. I don't think he was even on his radar.
Do you ever think sport was on his radar? Do you think Elvis ever played sport?
He must have done it at school or something.
I'm sure I've read somewhere that he used to shoot to the TV to change channel as well.
I mean, according to the Olympics, rifle sport, gun sports.
I'm sure I've read that. He's just the ultimate badass, isn't he?
Doesn't give a fuck. Right, okay, my team then. My team. So in goal,
yeah.
I'm going for Meatloaf.
Right, I'm assuming for very similar reasons that I've.
Well, he is girthy. This is true. In a 5-side goal, he's going to take up a lot of space. But also, if you think back to like his bat of hell, to that, and he's got his what's it? Anything for Love. All those songs. He had his big, like, flouncy, like, sleeves and stuff and that. And he was, like, he's throwing his arms around all over the place and that.
I just think
for a big guy.
Yeah.
For a big guy, I think he's going to be agile and he's going to put a shift in for me.
Flouncy sleeves are not regulation.
Who says they're not? Do you know? We don't know this. We don't know.
That's a good point. We should email the FA.
I'd like to see a football kit with a cape. That's all I'm saying. My final side team. The kit has a cape.
Dream big.
The goal. It's just the goalie kit. The goalie kit has a cape and has flouncy sleeves.
I wonder. Surely you couldn't. I suppose it's just like wearing a big jumper.
Yeah, if Gab Walker and I could wear those trackies, why can't they wear a cape?
They're iconic, and they're those grey tracksuit bottoms.
They are. Okay, so
what formation you got?
I'd probably go the same, to be fair.
Oh, you're going to match up, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. At the back, then, I'm going to go with Slash. Guns N' Roses.
All right.
On the basis that... On the basis... So, that I think, you know, I want him with his guitar at all times. He has to have the top hat on.
Yeah.
I feel like in that top hat, there's all sorts of sneaky weapons and stuff that you could use within the game. Ref's not looking. There's no VAR in this. Ref's not looking. No. Club.
This is a legitimate enterprise. It's not wacky nonsense.
Anything can happen. My goalie's got a cape on.
Fair.
I know I said about Ozzy before, not interested. In the midfield, I want Rod Stewart because I know he can actually play football.
No. And Rod Stewart drawing the Scottish Cup fixtures is the funniest thing ever. So, yeah, I'll give you Rod.
So we'll get Rod in there.
I thought Rod Stewart was Scottish for years.
He is.
No, he's not. He's from London.
Yeah, but he's
Rod Stewart's not Scottish.
Yeah, I don't know if he's Scottish. He might have been born in London, but his family's Scottish, and that is, he sees himself as
Scottish. Wikipedia says he's British.
Yes.
Raised in London.
People from Scotland are British.
I thought he was born in Scotland. He was raised in London. He's born and raised in London. I don't think, has he ever lived in Scotland?
I'll be honest with you, I don't know.
Well, he's English. Right. Anyway.
So... That's one midfielder I've got there.
Yeah.
I'm going to go... Ooh. Right, so I've got... I think Rod's kind of... He's quite industrious. He's not creating a lot of his own. You think about it, he does a lot of covers, doesn't he?
He does do a lot of covers.
He does a lot of covers, so he's not creating anything new for me. So he's my industrious midfielder. But I want someone who's...
Recycling the ball regularly, isn't he?
Yeah, yeah, he is. He's my metronome.
Yeah. Your metronome? Christ.
But my... So for my kind of creative player in the middle...
Yeah.
I'm not going for like a big like front man or anything like that. This guy, what he can do with a guitar. Going for Carlos Santana. I'm getting him in there. I just feel every game would be so smooth.
Oh, you went Carl Santana.
Also,
he does that song with that annoying block. Was it Rob Thomas?
Yeah, smooth.
Yeah, that song. Yeah, that song. Oh, how irritating.
Now, up front. I'm going to go for, because I feel like he's the closest I'm going to get to Batistuta.
Right.
He's got the long locks, rounded lips. John Bon Jovi.
Oh, that's a disgrace. That's a disgrace. Oh,
no, no, but just think about it. It doesn't matter who he's playing up against. He's up front there. He is distracting everyone. Doesn't matter what your defence is. Ringo's like, whoa, that's a hell of a head of hay you got there, John.
Ringo could do what he wants.
He's a charming guy. No, he'd be distracted by
it. I don't think he would.
Even Elvis, I think, would be like, who?
You've got to have serious concentration to narrate Thomas the Tank.
Not really. You just got to read.
You gotta keep your eyes on those trains all the time.
It's not a wildlife documentary.
You gotta keep your eyes on those trains all the time. You don't know what Percy or James is gonna do next. Percy, James.
And then if Diesel gets in the mix.
Diesel gets in the mix.
Oh, you know there's trouble.
Hector. He was crazy. You need to watch him.
But I'm telling you, I think John Bon Jovi would just be distracting. And then that would leave my industrious Rod Stewart and Carlos Santana. To just run amok.
I'm sorry, but
they would run amok.
Jagger would just organise so well. You just wouldn't stand a chance.
No, because I think Jagger is he's all talk.
Jagger's not all talk.
Yeah, he's all talk, mate.
No one's got moves like Jagger.
Yeah, they have.
Nah.
That's not even Jagger's song. That's Maroon 5.
I know, but...
Maybe we'll match up and I'll put Adam Levine in there up against Jagger. Because he's got the moves like Jagger. They'll just cancel each other out.
No one's singing moves like Rod, do they? He's got the moves like Rod.
Rod plays. I mean, if I wanted to be like... I've had a little look at this list here of where I searched like rock legends. And I'm going to be honest with you, and you will not like this... But
I'd just be happy to be around the groupies.
Okay, but one of the people that came up in Rock Legends,
yeah,
was Robbie Williams.
Outrageous.
At number 37.
If you had picked Robbie Williams, we would have had some serious words.
Yeah, but if I did that, I would have put him at the back, and then I'd have two people that I know can play football.
But if you did that...
But that's not the point of this game!
No, that's not the point of this game. And the other thing is, Robbie Williams is not a rock legend. Look, he's a pop star, and he was good at it. I'll give him one. You know, if that's your thing.
He had his time in the sun.
He had his time, exactly. But he's definitely not a rock legend.
So, on that basis, I win. Well done, Boz. That was a fun game.
That's pathetic. You know. This is for the...
we'll put a poll up. We'll have a picture of the two teams.
Yeah.
I'll knock something up, show the two teams, and then we can put a poll out.
Yeah. I want fat Elvis on the picture as well. I don't want skinny Elvis.
Yeah.
I want big Elvis.
Yeah, it's not quite fat.
All right. Slightly larger.
Thick Elvis.
Yeah, slightly larger, 100,000 calorie a day Elvis.
Cuddly Elvis.
Yeah.
I'm not Carl Pilkington, but I am a Pilkington. And I like to listen to Boz and Baz's Penny Arcade.
Boz.
Baz.
I was thinking about this. You know, there's lots of, you know, on the news and stuff, it's all about like China becoming a world superpower. Obviously, America are a superpower. And then you've got Russia as well, also a superpower. And I was thinking, and you know, around the world, obviously, you've got democracy.
Yeah.
Many democracies. Also, you've got
dictators. Who invented democracy?
Romans.
So, a lot of people claim it. The French claim it, the Greeks claim it.
I mean, that's me just saying Romans and what I know, but...
I don't think the Romans.
Maybe it was the Greeks. It's been around for a long time, anyway.
Yeah, I'm saying Greeks.
What I was thinking about the other day...
Yeah.
Was what if between us we usurped all of these powers?
Yeah.
You know, we took over every country. And then we decided we carved it up. Between us, we took it all over, like, you know, it's like Game of Thrones shit here. We have taken the Iron Throne.
Couldn't do North Korea.
And now
you've got to have a cool haircut to be the North Korean.
No. I don't know that one.
Definitely let's just start. Not.
Obviously, there's a lot of countries. We're not going to list them all up, but name four countries that you want to Bagsy, and why?
Obviously, the States, which I think we're already there. Really, I mean, 7 states are listening to the pod now.
Well, this is the thing, you know, it all links into this world domination that we are creating with this podcast.
Seven states.
So you're going for the United States of America.
I think we should do one after each other.
Okay, okay.
We should go back and forth.
Yeah. Okay, so you're going for the States of
America. I'm going for the US of A.
Why is that?
It's so different. Just massive, you know. From place to place, it's like 50 countries.
Okay.
And you know, it's English speaking, which helps.
It's easy. It's easier for you. Yeah. Not so easy for them, because there is no way if they can't handle Cheryl Cole's Geordie accent.
No.
There's no way they're going to be able to handle your Welsh accent.
I think they can.
Look what they did to Catherine Zeta-Jones.
I.
She was Welsh. She is not Welsh anymore.
Yeah, I don't come with subtitles. I don't think I need to.
Do you think Do you think that if you spent a significant amount of time there, your accent would change? Because it's already been noted that since you've moved to England, that, you know, you've started to speak more like an English gent.
This is very risky ground for you.
I'm just saying it's been said. I'm not saying I agree. I'm just saying...
It hasn't been said by anybody.
It's been said.
It's not been said. It's not been suggested. I have a Welsh accent that is strictly Welsh. There's nothing English about my accent. I think we should just leave it
apart
there.
Apart from all the words.
I think we should just leave it there. Yeah, well, the words are English, but say them with an English accent. You know, I'm not Mary Poppins, fish and chips, cup of tea, am I? You know, I have a Welsh accent. Just deal with it.
But it's been said.
Anyway, I'd like to take over America.
By your friends back
in Wales.
I'd
like to take over the States, because there's lots of different accents in the States. None of them English. So there.
Okay. So I'm gonna take China. You know, it's
why
my grandfather was Chinese. I feel there's a bit of a...
What part of China?
I don't know. He's a Singaporean Chinese, so he's like...
It does. So how does that work these days?
How does it work these days? Singapore is a country in its own right.
Yeah.
And he was Singapore Chinese.
But who rules Singapore? Is it Chinese? No, Singapore have their own rules, isn't it? But it's still part of China. How does it work?
No, it's not part of China at all.
So is he Chinese then?
He is a man who is of Chinese origin, who...
Where was he born? Singapore?
He's a mystery.
I feel if you're going to bring up these kind of facts...
He's a bloody mystery.
I feel you need to come into the part of this.
So
he's a mystery. James Bond.
Yeah. No, everything I know about my mum's biological dad is just stuff that had been told to me by my nan.
Huh.
And... once she showed me a picture of just a bunch of guys in having a football team photo. She said, "There's your grandfather. He played for Singapore."
Huh.
I have looked back.
Yeah.
I've tried to find out stuff about him. Nothing.
Well.
And he's got an English name, William Tan, and he's got a Chinese name as well, which is I've got somewhere in a message and I can't remember what it was.
I like William Tan. That works for me.
This is so, and you know, it does. I do wonder as well. Like, that surname. That's my mum's original maiden name, before my nan's third husband adopted her. But Tan was her surname. And then I wonder. Hang on a minute. Singapore, very very close to Malaysia. Very like literally. I think there's like a causeway that goes between the two.
Oh yeah, not cribs.
It's a shopping centre that just joins the two countries. Which makes me wonder if somewhere along the line, if we trace it back enough, am I related to Cardiff owner Vincent Tan?
Ooh. You have been wearing your trousers high lately.
Well, the thing as well is I was in Debenhams the other day and I saw pair of black leather gloves and some sunglasses.
Yeah.
I thought, I wanted to go full
Bond. A trip to Cardiff, if you went dressed as Vincent Tan, that'd be tremendous. That'd be brilliant. He's the only man who puts his hand over his shoulder to get his wallet out. That's how high his trousers are. It's just...
But yeah, so I feel, you know, there's a little bit of a link to China there, and obviously incredible industry, and loads and loads of people, so you know, think of all the people I've got to be in charge of. Love it. I want one to one.
Be in charge of? This is not dictatorship.
Of course it is. We run the world.
Yeah, fair enough.
We just decide whether we're going to be.
So are we taking over Singapore or China?
I'm going for China.
You're going for China.
Yeah, that's number one. So what? What do you say? Three or four countries.
Four countries.
Still got three to go, haven't I?
Yeah, you've done one.
So I want to go to China, but also, I don't know, I could just visit these places, but I want to know what's going on with the ghost cities. I was reading up about them the other day.
Ah, yeah, ghost cities.
Because they just made these cities, yeah, and they're like, oh, they're ghost cities. But yeah. Apparently, you know, they're not just abandoned. It was that they were struggling to get people in there, but now they're starting to fill up.
Yeah, but there's that one. We should do something on ghost cities, because there's that one in. Is it Limassol?
Is that in Cyprus?
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. There's one in northern Cyprus, isn't
there? Yeah, next to Turkey. You know, well, it's Turkish. Yeah.
Maybe we should go on tour further afield than Western Supermare.
I think we should. I think that's the idea, though. I mean,
if anyone would like a sub series, you know, some extras, some bonus features, Boz and Baz's Ghost Cities, then. Get in touch, bbpennyarcade@gmail.com or @bbpennyarcade on Twitter and Instagram. Let us know. If that's what you want, then let us know. Also, get in touch with Anchor and tell them to accept UK mobile numbers so we can then do their ads. And then all these listens that you guys are doing, we can then earn some money through sponsorship to pay for our expenses to go and do the sub show of Boz and Baz's Ghost Cities.
I want my $15. I want my $15.
I think we need to earn the $15 first.
Yeah, well, but this is what we're doing now. We're working. We're putting in the graft.
We are. And we are absolutely promoting Anchor butter.
This is less than minimum wage, people.
This is $15 between two of us.
Yeah.
We can't even spend it over here.
Yeah, so... Tesco's will give a reasonable exchange rate.
I hope. But if it gets sorted and we can do an ad and we do get to a point where we earn a solitary $15, I don't want them to transfer it to us. I want a giant check.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
And...
like on Happy Gilmore when he wins out for his tournament and he demands a big check.
Yeah.
That's a good idea. Yeah.
That's what
I wonder if they would pay us. Wouldn't you think they'd pay you a check?
They just transfer it to your bank account. But I want a massive check. That's
Yeah. I think we should frame that one.
Yeah, don't bank it. My aunt has got a check from Littlewoods when she won the pools.
Oh yeah, how much she won?
A penny.
What's the point? Something worth papers right now.
Was it a penny? Is it a penny or a pound? Might be a pound. That seems more.
And she just kept it.
Yeah, she just framed it. Oh. Framed it. It's been in her downstairs loo. It's been there. So
I can see where your lottery win was such a big deal.
So I'm 33 now, and it's always been in her downstairs loo, regardless of what house she's lived at.
That's quite nice, though.
Ever since I can remember.
I like stuff like that.
Yeah, it's brilliant.
There's a little tale behind it.
Yeah.
Time she won a pound on the pool.
Exactly.
Second country.
So, okay, so yeah, your second country. So you've gone for the US based mainly because, you know, there's English speaking.
You know, easy. Would you feel
comfortable there?
Yeah. Yeah.
Remember, it's not enough to, you're not visiting, you're ruling.
I'd like the States.
Can you handle the, I mean, at the moment, like politically, that the country is massively divided at the moment. Do you think you could heal those wounds?
I think I could.
Yeah?
Yeah.
What would you do to bring that country together?
Universal healthcare, obviously.
Yeah.
That'd go down a storm, I could tell. Tax the 1%. I've got policies, Baz. Believe it.
I mean, with China, I'm just going to let them carry on. They've been doing really well.
I mean, we've got seven states, so I don't want to go into the gun control stuff yet.
Yeah. China, I'm just going to leave them to it. I feel like they know what they're doing.
Yeah, they just get on with it, didn't they?
Yeah, they...
like lemmings.
They seem like they've got... Well, let's not say things like that.
What?
That's my country you're insulting.
No, I'm just saying they were. They are...
They're not lemmings. They're all committing mass suicide.
No, but they're efficient. They're incredible.
Lemmings aren't efficient. They commit mass suicide.
Well, they are efficient. If you in the right conditions, they're extremely efficient. I just think that China.
If you don't interfere, they are amazing.
Yeah.
They're killing themselves.
Yeah, I think they are incredibly efficient. It's a great.
That's the thing. I think I can just let them get on with it.
Yeah.
And then just go in every now and then, just check, just make sure things are ticking over.
Yeah.
Check. Have you built any more ghost cities? Yeah, we've done another. Stop it. Just stop doing it. You've still got five
calm
cities
down.
That you're filling up.
Calm
just
down.
Wait.
We
just wait.
Cities.
Guys.
My second country.
Yep, second country.
Would be Germany.
And what is that? Is this because it's a place that you, because you visited Germany?
I've been to Berlin.
Yeah.
Been to Berlin. It was good how the bus tour told us about the Austrian Adolf Hitler, which the bus tour was very keen to tell us.
We're not claiming him.
Yeah, it was. It was the weirdest thing ever.
Nothing to do with us.
We were going past the immigration office and like, this is where World War II took a nasty turn when the Austrian Adolf Hitler was granted German citizenship. I was like, oh, Austrian, eh?
Did you not know that?
What was that?
Did you not know that?
I knew that, but it's just a weird thing to hear in German.
The fact that they go,
yeah.
They're going, no.
Not German.
Gonna do us.
Yeah, wash my hands of this. And you know, obviously it was.
He forced himself upon us.
Obviously, it was a massively different time, and Germany's great now, isn't it? But it's interesting in Berlin. I thought there would be more about the war, but there's not much here at all. And arguably,
it's probably
because
you should forget about it.
Yeah.
It was horrendous. Figure.
It was. I tell you what, though, there was a lot about the Russians after the war and all that.
Mm.
But arguably, East Germans suffered more than anybody during the war. You know, from the war. So, but anyway, Germany now is a superpower, massively efficient, got loads of.
Is it a superpower or is it just very
Germany's
influential?
A superpower.
What on this? Not on the scale of the States, China, and Russia. They're massively influential within Europe.
Don't you think it's up here with Russia? Are Russia that? Yeah, they are.
They're kind of a big deal. That's what
Putin I wouldn't
says.
Want to take over. Putin
just walks in, he's like, I'm kind of a big deal.
Does judo. But I don't really I don't want to take over Russia. I feel that within the EU, they're a superpower. Is that fair?
Well, that's the thing, that's what I'm saying. I don't think you can call
them
a superpower, but they're very influential.
Yeah.
In within the EU and in leading the EU.
Yeah, I think I'd take over Germany. And it's cool.
I feel like Berlin
is cool.
I don't want to pretend like I really know what I'm talking about when it comes to politics or anything, but I always get the impression that, like, say, like, when it comes to kind of making big decisions in Europe, they go, Germany? Yeah? What do you reckon? And they go, well, we reckon we should probably do this. Like, Let's do that.
It makes sense.
Yeah.
I think
France, why have you made that decision? Well,
Germany
talking
said.
To Germany.
Yeah, they seem to know what they do with.
Yeah.
So.
And their sausages are great.
Very efficient, great sausages. Currywurst is superb.
Don't let the name fool you. Curry best.
Yeah. Yeah, curry best is the best.
I'll insert a little brunch there as well.
What's that sauerkraut? How good is sauerkraut?
Do you know what, right? There was a period when I was a kid that my dad lived in Munich for 3 years when he was like
cosmopolitan.
Not me, I
didn't
live in Germany for 3 years.
My family's done this, my family's done that.
But he got big into.
Every country that we want to dominate has got a Barry family member that's been there for some amount of time. Why don't you tell me about your American grandmother?
I haven't got an American grandmother, but actually just going back to Germany again, my nan, even though she's from Singapore, her maiden name is, well, they pronounce it Neubronner, but it's Neubronner, which comes from Germany. And they used to have like massive, I think they still do have massive reunions. I remember there was a website, but I couldn't find it when I was looking the other day, but there's this picture of loads and loads of people, loads of like Malaysians, Singaporeans, and like Germans. Just it's this big Neubronner family thing. Right down the front is my nan and my granddad.
That's quite cool.
Yeah.
And even down to German language, the German language is funny. Like there's certain words in it. There's a couple of words I can think of, like butterfly. It's a beautiful word. Papillon is butterfly in French. German word for butterfly? Do you know it?
Mm.
Schmetterling.
sounds aggressive.
Yeah. Pen.
It sounds like something like metal, like a sharp metal disc that you would throw at somebody to like dismember them.
It's a pretty aggressive word.
Well, someone's just... well, it sounds like a verb as well. Yeah. Tushmeta.
What else? There's pen.
Yeah, what's that? I don't know any German.
French. Stilo.
Yeah.
German. Kugelschreiber.
I get the scribe a bit.
Yeah.
But what are they doing? What's the Kugel?
Kugelschreiber. I don't know. That's just one word.
I like it. My dad... So there's one thing I know in German that I don't... I'll try it. My dad taught me it. And I don't know if I pronounce it right, but it was Vorsicht von wegen der Schlossen.
What's that mean?
Be careful, the doors are closing. I just remember him telling me when I was a kid. And if we do get a German listener, or, yeah, you know, one of our listeners happens to speak German and I've said it wrong or it's not right, let me know what it is. Because then I'll stop saying that, because I believe that that's what I'm saying. Could be completely wrong. And when he lived in Germany as well, he had a friend called Jakob Essenkrug, which translates to Jacob Vinegar Jug. Which I love. I love that. What a name. You want a Merry Christmas from the Vinegar Jugs. But anyway, yeah, what I was saying, we were talking about sauerkraut. My mum went through a period of like where he discovered Tesco started selling bratwurst. And this was before, like, Lidl and Aldi and stuff as well. And he was like, whoa, hang on a minute. I've got bratwurst. I bloody love bratwurst. So every Thursday for about, I don't know, a year, we had bratwurst with sauerkraut and puree mash.
It's a great meal.
It's a lovely meal. But I got to the point, I was like, Dad, I can't eat sauerkraut anymore.
I love sauerkraut.
But yeah, this is when I was about sort of 16, 17.
Yeah, all
like,
the time.
Get it away from me. And then that kind of then knocked on into, like, not gherkins, but, like, cornichon, you know, the little ones.
Yeah,
because they're not, like, sweet, are they? They're
cornichon.
That's what they're called in France, anyways.
Oui.
And I was like, nah, don't want anything to do with them. Get them away from me. Not having it. Fast forward to now, there's a New York deli sandwich. Bagel, and can go, pastrami, bit of Swiss.
Yes.
Bit of sauerkraut, mustard, some pickles. I'm absolutely all over it.
Even the Waitrose one of those.
So when I come on a state visit to New York, we'll have
cheesecake as well.
Yeah, cheesecake, come from, but I'm more savoury.
Yeah, I'm just saying, there's options.
So Germany then is your second choice.
I mean, the Lederhosen lager and sausages.
What more could you want?
Let's say no more than
a man of simple needs.
Yeah.
They've all been fulfilled by one country.
Yeah, not necessarily in that order.
Right, so I've got China. I feel like that's my work. That's work. I need somewhere where I can go and rest and recuperate. Okay, so I'm going to take Italy.
What, you're on the holiday island?
Fuck yeah.
So I've gone Germany, you've gone Italy. Are we starting with...
What?
You've gone WW2 on me.
How have I?
Oh. Picking Italy, you're picking an ally.
I'm picking Italy because... I won.
See, I call it WW2, I'm turning into an American now. Yeah, I dominated and I said WW2 now.
WW2, we won. Yeah. We won the war.
the second.
But yeah, so I go for Italy, love Italian food, especially like the seafood and stuff, amazing, brilliant holiday destination. I had a lovely holiday in Tuscany a few years ago.
That does sound
nice. We had a really nice villa, had a week, little drive around places, went to Siena, Siena. So in...
A very average football team.
But... What's the second Bond film with Daniel Craig in? Quantum of Solace?
Yes, because the first one was...
So I think, is it Quantum of Solace where it starts off where...
Which one was Skype?
No, mate has been killed, and there's the big horse race.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
It's with Javier Bardem, isn't it? Is that the second one? Is it?
No, he's Skyfall.
That is Skyfall, isn't it?
Who's
the bad guy in Quantum of Solace?
It's when they were buying, like, they bought a desert. Because there's, like, water underneath it or something. Remember?
Yeah, because M dies, don't you? Well, that's...
No, that's, again, that's Skyfall.
So it's Casino Royale is the first one.
Quantum of Solace.
But who's the bad guy in Quantum of Solace?
He was, like, a general... Or something.
Yes.
And he like killed the Bond girl's family or something.
Dipped her in oil, didn't he?
Yeah.
Gemma Arterton.
Oh yeah, no, that was oil. Yeah.
Was it oil?
Yeah, or something.
Yeah. Pussy Galore was gold.
Yeah. But yeah, so. Hang on, why did we get onto that? Oh yeah, Sienna.
Yeah,
so there's at the beginning of it, there's like a big race. So a guy's been killed or something, and then Bond's on this big chase and that around, running around and that. And it's filmed in this massive square in Siena. And we went there and it's an amazing, the square's huge, it's like, the architecture's amazing. It was literally the hottest day I've ever experienced in my life.
And what kind of heat are we talking about?
We're talking...
Mid, it was the French over the floppy air, wasn't
mid
it?
To high 30s. It was super hot, and it was and also I accidentally and this was an accident. We've gone to the like the ice cream parlor.
Yeah.
And Phoebe's got this ice cream. I thought that is big. I thought I want one of them.
Yeah.
So they've said like so I've. Ordered an ice cream, and I ordered a lemon one as well, because I thought, oh, it'd be nice, refreshing. I thought, oh, that's quite a big one, I'll have that, would be good.
Surely you can't have lemon ice cream. Surely that's sorbet.
No, it was lemon ice cream. Gelato.
Not
convinced. And then...
Can you get lemon ice cream?
Anne's here.
I don't know, you can get, like, orange ice cream, which is disgusting.
I'd say lemon ice cream sorbet, wouldn't you?
No, that's different.
No, but it's sorbet.
It's not about the flavour. That's a different type of thing.
I know it's a different thing, but that's what I'm saying. I've never had lemon ice cream. I've had lemon sorbet.
Does that mean you can't get it?
Yeah, you probably can.
Prove it.
I'll find the picture.
The burden of proof's on you,
if you want.
I don't believe it.
But yeah, so I've queued up to order my ice cream.
Allegedly.
And
sorbet.
Phoebe's gone first. She's got a big. I thought, oh, she's got a big one. I'll have one of those.
You're watching a master.
So I've gone. Give me a big ice cream.
Sorbet.
It's huge. It's the size of my head. It was the biggest fucking ice cream ever. It was. I reckon. Oh, hang on. Let me.
I want to see images.
Let me get the picture of it. Obviously, it's no good for
everyone's,
for podcasting.
Everyone's skeptical. No.
You can always post on Instagram.
I can, and I will. Oh, yeah, I will.
No one trusts you.
But I'll be honest with you, it's pretty much the size of my head.
Oh, yeah. And that ice cream is vanilla.
That's not, it was lemon.
Clearly vanilla.
No, it was lemon, and because it was so big and so lemony, I couldn't eat. I got through like something, I was like, I can't fucking eat all of this. It's just lemon. It's so, like, it was nice at first, now it's just lemon. I have to get rid of it. But it was... And no one would believe me that I didn't mean to order one. That was so... I was like, I really didn't. I wanted what I thought. I thought what she had was the biggest one. Who needs an ice cream this big? Why are they making ice creams this big?
Ramsay needs an ice cream that big.
He does. He does. Our friend Rams is...
An ice cream fiend.
He is an ice cream fiend. We had a meal out earlier on and... We didn't have desserts, did we, Buzz? We had starters. We didn't bother having desserts. But Rams can't...
They're reasonable people.
Well, he just can't resist an ice cream. So and that...
Did look nice, mind.
Look a bit, it looked big.
Yeah, it was big.
And I'm pretty sure he just inhaled it. Like, it was gone. No brain freeze either.
Yeah.
That's the thing as well. The rate at which he was eating it at, no brain freeze.
Suspicious.
I'm just saying maybe
it's he's a fair part.
I've never seen him topless. That's all I'm saying. There's guns in there. So we've done two countries each. I'm going to Italy as a holiday destination.
That's the first of all.
I've got really tired of running China because it's so big and it's such a hard job, even though they're kind of just, you know, busying themselves and keeping things ticking over. It's a lot of responsibility.
I've come over
for a state visit to see you in New York. We've had some New York deli bagels.
Now I need a break.
And I've gone to Italy. So, country number three for you.
Spain.
Is this your holiday destination?
Yeah, I think so.
Is it because Spain has, per square metre, more Irish pubs than Ireland?
Is that true?
No, but it sounds good, doesn't it?
Yeah.
It might be true. Who's to say?
On that, I picked Spain.
Yep.
Mainly because I love Seville.
Like, you do love Seville.
Really love Seville.
And that's where Boz holidayed this year. We posted a picture of him on his jaunt.
Yeah, at the Plaza de España, which is the nicest looking building in the world. I love it. I absolutely love it.
With Anne.
I love Seville. I just really like the place. I also like Madrid. Have you ever been to Madrid?
No, so my...
Madrid's a great city.
My Spanish experiences are currently limited to my stag do in Barcelona.
Which I wasn't so keen on.
To be honest, we spent the whole time in Irish bars.
Yeah, Ramblers, I didn't think much of.
The Ramblers is great when there's nine of you, eight of which are dressed as stormtroopers, and one tiny...
Yeah.
Then there's one tiny Darth Vader...
My experience at the Ramblers was a tramp having a pool in the middle of the street. So no, not such a great experience. He's wiping his bum with his hands as well.
He wasn't being one of those little characters from the Catalonian nativity scenes.
No, he was just being a
dirty... Have you seen those?
Yeah, he was just being a dirty bastard.
See, we were all very drunk and just sort of singing and dancing. And
yeah, I suppose it's company you keep out of that.
Well, people, but all like tourists and stuff are really liking it. And one of the lads who was with us got hit around the head by a statue street performer who hit around the head and went, "This is work!" Because he was angry that everyone was like clapping so long. And he was losing out on money. But I'll be honest with you, his act is just to stand very still.
Is that work? Can that be considered work? I'm saying no.
It's lazy is what it is.
But I've seen... I went to Camp Nou, which is cool.
Yep, did that.
I went to watch the Madrid derby, which was cool.
Very nice.
I also went to watch the Seville derby, which was cool. I was quite lucky to be out there when I was on. And I wanted Betis to win, but they didn't. But yeah, definitely. It's gotta be Spain. That's my third country.
Okay.
Germany, Spain, US of A. Three different languages.
Nice.
Yeah.
And you speak none of them.
American English. American English.
Oh, there was a pause. I don't speak Italian or Chinese. But do you know what? Google Translate the fuck out of everything.
Yeah, that's
I'm in charge of half the world. It doesn't matter if I can speak the language. I've got translators doing all that.
We're British. Why would anybody think we can speak another language?
Yeah, why do we need to bother?
Exactly.
That is the attitude that we are.
Our great empire. Yeah. Why would we need to bother?
So I've got China. I've got Italy. I want somewhere that... So I know where I'm going for breaks. I'm going to Italy to chill out. Probably got a lovely big villa and stuff there. I'm going small for my last two. Now for this one, I'm going Monaco.
Mm-hmm.
I know it's a principality.
Cliche.
But...
What is the if you're from Monaco, what are you?
Don't know.
So, if you're from France, you are?
French.
What are you if you're from Monaco?
Monacan.
No, you're not. You're Monegasque.
Monegasque. I don't like that. I'll change that.
That's
the first order of business.
That's what it is. Deal with it.
First order of business, you are monarchies.
That is monogasque.
But I've just changed it.
But you can't.
Of course I can.
No, you can't.
Of course I can. No. I run half the world, and that's a bit of a world I run.
They wouldn't accept it.
What we'd do, though, is we'd start there. I'd just slowly expand it out.
I mean, one of my pet hates is people calling Wales a principality. That is annoying. It's not a country, it's a principality. What a country. Deal with it.
Who says that?
People say it.
Do they say it because they know it annoys you?
Not necessarily just me. I think it just annoys Welsh.
Do they say it whilst we're an active Welsh?
I think it just annoys the Welsh in general that people say it. But we're a country. But yeah, some people call it a principality sometimes.
I remember being being asked when I was a kid. Oh, is your friend's mum, is she foreign? And I went, yeah, she's Welsh.
Anyway, monocle. Why monocle?
Just looks fun and decadent.
After your big lottery win, there's no stopping it, is it?
We'll get to that in a bit. It's not changed me.
Clearly not.
But I think, you know, you need a bit of decadence. And, if I'm going to be...
Oh, yeah, you can rub shoulders with Lewis Hamilton and David Coulthard.
I don't know.
You big time Charlie.
I don't know what it is.
Yeah.
Like, Lewis Hamilton is... By rights, to be fair to the poor guy, he should really have earned my respect with all he's achieved in his sport. But I think he's a bit of an idiot. I don't know, I think...
I don't mind him.
I absolutely hate it when people... It's that thing of like, well, I know he spends a lot of time in America, but... You've just absolutely abandoned you. I get his move. He moved to Monaco so he didn't have to pay tax. Totally get that.
I think he moved to Switzerland, didn't he?
No, he moved to Monaco.
I thought he lives in Switzerland.
No. But I think it is that thing of the accent. Even James Corden's starting to annoy me now because he's...
Oh, he's a... Yeah, he's...
All his T's are D's.
Yeah. He's an idiot.
He goes to a party...
Yeah,
and stuff. So it's like, come on, don't forget who you are and that. What's going on? But then I suppose, to be fair to some people, that is just a thing, isn't it? When they spend a lot of time...
I mean, you've got all hippie on me now. You're like, don't forget your roots, man.
Well, no. Yeah, that's the thing,
Peace, love.
Yeah.
Free love.
Yeah. I spent 20 minutes with a hippie earlier on today and that was it. But...
Woodstock,
but then some people like that, aren't they? They're kind of chameleons where when they go somewhere, they doesn't matter how long they're there for, their accent will just change.
Yeah.
More susceptible to it, I suppose.
I think he gave up Scherzinger as well, which is a big issue.
It's an issue.
It's a lot to give up, but I mean...
Hello, Lewis. I want to talk to you about your decision making.
Yeah. I feel.
Before I let you live in America, where I run, I want to talk to you about your decision making.
That's come on, that man. That Welsh accent, Lewis. Where's that come from?
You've been working on that.
That's good. That's good. But yeah, I do want to question his decision making. I don't know if I would be able to give up, but Shakespeare, I think, yeah. That's a fine looking woman. A talented woman. Yeah.
No one eats a yogurt like she does.
No.
So I'm going to go Monaco.
Okay, technically a principality.
But yeah.
My game,
my rules.
I'm sure the Monegasque people will be happy.
The monarchies. I've just changed it, remember, because I've taken
your
over.
Selection.
First order of business. Not that, the monarchies. Right. Fourth and final country.
Should say Ireland, shouldn't I? Should say Ireland. To really annoy the Irish and say we'd reunite the colonies. that's topical. We ain't going down.
Yeah, let's not do that.
Cut that. Fourth country, right. Fourth country for me. I will say... I will say fourth country for me. Oh, this is tough.
Well, let's get a midget gem and sweets, that rustling.
I go for Argentina. Slightly left field. I just always really want to go.
I'm concerned with your choices.
Why?
Because between...
That's my holiday.
Between the US and Argentina, you're eating so much beef.
Yeah. But do you know there's a place in Argentina called Patagonia?
Yep.
Where they speak Welsh.
Really? Mm. And they have good outdoor wear, don't they?
Yeah.
Good t-shirts.
You have very good outdoor wear.
Good. Mountain
range. I've been giving some insane facts to the pod tonight. Just coming up, is that? That's insane facts. Like, maybe replay this and the top facts I'm giving you. It's just unbelievable. I'm a monogasm.
You're coming up with facts like that and I'm coming back with, oh yeah, there's t-shirts.
Patagonia, monogasm, Elvis Festival, what else are you Guinness in Nigeria.
I gave that one.
But I was thinking of it.
What I was thinking?
elephants coming over the Alps.
Got it wrong though, didn't you?
Yeah, I got it wrong. But I corrected myself.
It's not a fact if you got it wrong.
I corrected myself.
I corrected you.
We corrected it. But yeah, I've been giving some insane facts to the bottom. I might just
is
start,
that your highlight of the day?
I might just start my own little segment called Fact Corner.
Fact Corner?
Yeah.
Can we give it a better name?
Probably, and that's a fact. Fact Corner.
I feel like in the countries that you're in charge of, like, maybe like on a Thursday night, there'll be a broadcast across the whole of
yeah.
Bosland, let's call it, for all of them, where you will either just tell them some facts or pub quiz and test their knowledge.
But Fact Corner will now be a feature every week.
Fact Corner and the fact it. So hang on, so you say Patagonia. Is your fourth country, Argentina, is your fourth country.
I'd be based out of Buenos Aires,
Yeah. You know. I'd be based out of Buenos Aires. But, you know, you can just hit me up on my email, anywhere.
That's where I'd be based out of. I feel it's important to be based out of the capital, you know, but, you know, I'm versatile.
Hansel, so hot right now, Hansel.
My final country, I'm going to go for, to annoy you, is Wales.
You can't take over Wales. Wales.
Just done it. Just did it.
You can't take over Wales.
Yeah, I'm taking over Wales. I'm probably going to just outlaw curry sauce from the chip shop.
This isn't in the spirit of the pod.
What?
This is not in the spirit of the pod. You're bringing the pod into disrepute.
I'm pretty sure it's absolutely within the spirit of the pod.
Nah, you're bringing
because if you think about everything, a lot of the things that I say or do or put on the Instagram or the Twitter are just to piss you off.
This is not in the spirit of the pod. You're bringing the pod into disrepute.
How is it bringing the pod into disrepute?
It absolutely is.
Right, so I need to finish off. So Wales, I pick Wales, because
you're a jerk. I think that's pretty much it.
Yeah, because you forgot to pick Wales.
You'd run Wales into the ground.
You forgot to pick Wales.
I didn't forget to pick Wales. I am Wales.
No, what I would do.
And Wales is me.
What I would do is I'd get one of the chief architects from China,
right,
to come over.
Yeah.
And I'd get him to build a new ghost city. Right in the middle of Wales.
Where Merthyr used to be.
Yeah.
No, look. Just leave Wales alone.
Oh, I can't, mate. I've already got him out. He's on his way.
I'm not dominate Wales. I wouldn't, you know. I suppose.
I'm going to make it. I'd probably make it a superpower, to be honest.
Wales is a superpower? Kind of is. Kind of already is.
We'd have. I'd rebrand things.
As what?
Like Tembi.
Yeah, rebrand as
Costa del Tembi.
That could work.
Yeah. Abergavenny.
Yeah.
Abergavegas. I'd just make it just a tourism hotspot.
Abergavegas. Gambling capital of the world. We could tax free haven as well.
Yeah, Abergavegas. You like the sound of this, didn't you?
Wait, Wallagask.
What else did we have?
Turn us into a tax free haven. Gambling capital of the world.
Yeah,
I would. That's what I would do. I would destroy Vegas and ship everything to
Abergavegas. Well, we'd do a deal between each other.
Yeah, trade deal.
Yeah, yeah.
Very topical at the moment.
Yeah. And then Wrexham.
Yeah.
Rebrand that as a big, like, I'm going for like a Jurassic Park, like, type thing. I want to go full Jurassic Park.
T-Rexham.
Yeah. T-Rexham.
Good.
See, you weren't happy with it at first, but now
I'm on board.
Think of it. Wells will have everything.
Yeah, Abergavegas, T-Rexham,
Costa del Tembi, and a ghost city. What more could you want?
I think I take it back. This works.
There we go.
This works.
There we go. And that's it. I mean, obviously, we run the rest of the world as well. And, you know, maybe we might revisit this at some point and just talk about what we would do in other countries.
Yeah.
Maybe I'd do more in Italy than just holiday. But at the moment, it feels like a place that I would relax a lot.
I feel that, you know, developing Abergavegas and...
Yeah.
Yeah, the dinosaur park that is T-Rex.
Well, so I
could
think,
be difficult.
I think what it would be that, like... China would be, that's when I'm at work, the day-to-day kind of grind type of thing. I spend some time in China.
Yeah.
When I want to feel posh, I'm going to Monaco.
All right.
I'm rubbing shoulders with
Monegasque.
Yeah, with the monarchies. And then...
Monarchies are royalty, though, aren't
they? No. That's monarchy. This doesn't have a H in it. It's ESE. And then, yeah, Italy is where I'm just unwinding, but Wales would be my passion project. Wales would be, to me as a world ruler, what this pod is.
Yeah, all right, yeah. Yeah. Like a child.
So really... But the thing as well is that, like, you know, I'd be getting stats through of, like, of holiday stats and... You know, the people's happiness, customer satisfaction. Think of how obsessed I am with the stats for this pod.
Yeah. Oh, you'd be.
boss, we've had visitors from Iceland.
Another shot. So that's the end of the show. Hope you enjoyed. Baza, how did you find that?
Well, I really enjoyed it, mate. I think finally, really realizing my purpose in the world is to reshape and build a bigger, better Wales for everyone. I think I'm excited, and I hope that people at home are excited. I hope that this gets out to Wales and that they're excited, and then we can start getting deals done, getting some partnerships going with businesses to just flood Wales with the resources they need, and eventually, you know, obviously have me as their king. I think the biggest attraction is absolutely going to be Abergavegas.
I think
so.
After listening to that short, obscene, absurd monologue. I think we just need to end and say that you can't improve Wales. It's the greatest nation on earth.
I'm pretty sure a Jurassic Park themed T-Rex would make it that would make it amazing.
We do have the number one rugby team on earth.
For now. If you do want to get in touch with us, please do. We're on Facebook. No, we're not on Facebook. We're on Instagram. We're on Twitter at BBPennyArcade. You can email us if you want, you know, if you want to talk about something. It's a bit longer than 120 or 240 characters or however many it is, or isn't just a picture. So you can email us at bbpennyarcade@gmail.com.
Or if you want to educate us on any bias.
Yeah, if you just want to correct anything we've said, please do.
Yeah.
We're not gonna die on our sword here. We know that we've said things that are probably massively incorrect.
Yeah. These views are the views of my own and not my employer.
Also, these views are subject to change. Again, I'm not going to die on my sword here. If I say something now, I absolutely have the right to change my mind. But tell you what you can do, and be great for us, if you can, you know, if you're listening to us on Apple Podcasts, go leave a 5-star review, or even like a review of any kind of sort. Yeah. If you can be nice, be nice.
Yeah.
If you can't, then, you know,
be disingenuous.
Yeah. Because we are fragile.
We're feelings, people.
We're fragile little snowflakes, but we would love it if you could leave us a review and subscribe. Please do. That's good for us and you. Because then that means the pod just appears ready for you. You don't have to go and look for it. Or follow us on Spotify as well. You can do that there. But I think that's kind of about it for those kind of housekeeping bits.
Yeah. Just to say, this episode of the pod was brought to you by Anchor Butter.
Anchor Butter. Thanks, guys. Bye.
See you. Step up and pray, each machine seemed to say, as I walk